The Unicorns of Blossom Wood. Believe in Magic. Written by Catherine Coe and read by Elaine Claxton.
That's like the 100th time you asked that question?
Lei ignored Ying, and her dad's face appeared in the gap between the seats.
Keep watching, Lei. Look.
She turned back to the window. As they swung past a bend in the road, a huge field, dotted with brightly coloured tents, came into view. The sign by the entrance read, Hilltop Hideaway.
It sounds magical, thought Lei,
as she scanned the field for her cousins. Was that Cora, she could see, jumping out of a car with a guitar case in the distance, and Isabel trailing a rucksack as she walked down a gravel path? Their car bumped along the pebbly campsite road, all the way to the far edge of the field. Sure enough, there were Lei's aunts and uncle, holding up tent poles and plastic sheets with confused looks on their faces. As soon as the car stopped, Lei unclipped her seatbelt and jumped out, and was immediately bowled over by two sets of arms hugging her. She knew who it was without having to look. Her cousins, Isabel and Cora.
Hurrah! You're here! Shouted Cora. I can't believe I got here first, even though I had to travel the furthest.
Cora lived in Australia with her mum and dad, but the families always spent a week of summer holidays together, and it was the three girls' favourite time of the year.
It took ages to drive from here to the airport, said Lei.
Her family lived in San Francisco, although her mum was Chinese and her dad was English.
Ying was carsick, so we had to keep stopping.
Isabel grinned, and her bright green eyes flashed like jewels.
But you're here now. Come on, let's explore.
Lei looked over at her parents getting out of the car.
Is it okay if we have a look around? She asked.
Go ahead, her mum replied, walking towards the pieces of tent. This will keep us busy for a while. Isabel's mum nodded, then smiled, and passed Lei's mum a giant bunch of tent pegs. Lei looked at the plastic sheeting strewn across the grass.
Should we help? She offered.
No, no, said her dad. I think we have it covered. Go have fun. Just be back in time for the barbie,
Cora's dad added.
I'm doing my special chook sauce.
The three girls linked arms and skipped across the hilltop field.